I'm in the NBA. No, these rats cannot see TSA. They found me, now I had to relocate. Finna take off on spaceship.
Welcome to the first joint podcast with Two Guys All Sports and From the Jump. I'm here with Leos, how do you say it? Grunberger, right?
Yeah, it's Leos. What's good? What's your name?
Alex.
Nice to meet you.
So this is a joint podcast, and this is not going to be really focused on what my podcast usually talks about. It's going to be more sports, UFC, etc. But yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we do on our podcast. We try to get a different angle on sports, different take on sports, kind of give like a high school slash college perspective because we're all college students. And I had Alex on for an episode a few times ago, and now I know
wasn't it the highest rated episode? Was that?
I think so.
That was a thing, right?
Highest rated, most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dope.
So yeah, before that, I'd like to introduce our sponsor. You work out?
I do. I lift. I box. Play basketball. Bike. Swim.
If you work out, you know, you hit the gym. You understand that diet. It's a huge part.
Diet's
a huge part. Your diet. So make healthy. You got to make healthy, low calorie protein part of your nutritional plan.
Low calorie. What'd you say?
Low calorie, high protein.
Low calorie and high protein.
High protein.
Wow.
21 grams of protein. And 120 calories per serving.
No way.
Yes way.
Is that really?
Aspira protein.
Aspira.
Aspira.
It's Aspira protein. What?
Aspira. 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 Aspira protein has all the amino acids and whey protein for muscle repair and recovery.
This is definitely not a sponsor read, guys. Leos actually likes the product. This is definitely not.
I love the product. I tried it. They have vanilla flavor. It was good. So try it. You know, call or text. Use my promo code Protein20. Protein20. use that promo code if you want to hear more from us. Use that for number 954-546-1050. You can text it to that number. You get 20% off your first order.
Wow.
You heard that right. 20% off. It's like if you order two of them, save a lot of money. Save some guap. So let's get right into it. UFC. We got a big announcement last Friday. You tell me because you're the big UFC guy.
So this has been brewing for the last few months. It's Khabib Nurmagomedov. That's how you pronounce it.
I couldn't pronounce it. I was reading it in the article.
I think just Khabib. We'll call him Khabib.
Yeah.
Khabib versus Conor McGregor, the most Googled athlete of 2017. They're officially scheduled to fight October 6th, 2018, Las Vegas.
I'm hyped.
It's the biggest fight in UFC history. All around, there has never been a fight like this in so many ways, in the sense that with the promotional side of things, they're both very marketable. McGregor might be the most marketable athlete out of any sport right now. He has a ton of eyeballs on him, a ton of attention. And then Khabib has a whole country behind him. He's from Dagestan, Russia. So he has, how many people live in Russia?
I don't know. It's like the biggest country in the world.
Maybe like 100 million people, something like that.
Yeah.
He has a whole country behind him, and he has a very popular, very entertaining fighting style. He smashes people. He's more of a grappler. McGregor's more of a striker.
Yeah.
So you have that dynamic.
So, I mean, Russia's known to, like, fix things. Like, I'm not going to say anything that they've, like, fixed or rigged. Not getting into politics. But you think this fight could get rigged or fixed based off, like, this based on Khabib being from Russia?
I swear. If you say anything, like, hey, is McGregor going to lose a fight on purpose? And, the UFC, probably one of the biggest sports franchises in the world. Hey, are they going to rig a fight to make their golden boy lose? Yeah.
Let's say McGregor loses.
Oh,
man. McGregor Khabib round two.
No.
Gets two times as many pay-per-view
sales. That doesn't make sense.
Yes,
no, it
would.
Doesn't work like that. It works like this. This fight's going to get 2 million pay-per-views. I'm calling it now.
Okay.
And then it's also due to the fact that they have a big, real, tangible beef with each other. It's real.
So what's the beef? I know that McGregor had the championship.
The beef is, it was more so them just talking crap on Twitter and things like that when McGregor had the official lightweight championship. And then just due to inactivity, he lost the belt, but he didn't actually lose to anybody. Khabib won the vacant belt, and now Khabib is coming back to fight McGregor. But then the whole beef started when, I think it was around maybe 6 months ago, Khabib's last fight, this guy's name is Artem Lobov. Artem Lobov, he's McGregor's teammate. He was fighting on the same card as Khabib. Khabib knew that he was Conor's teammate. He goes up to him in the fighter hotel, starts talking crap. He's with a group of like 15 guys. They almost start bullying him, pushing him around. A video of that comes out on the internet. McGregor sees that, flies out with his boys on a private jet straight to New York where the fight was happening. They find Khabib and his team on a bus after the UFC media day. It was like the Wednesday before the fight. He and his team attack the bus. They're like banging on it. McGregor actually gets a dolly, like one of those heavy dollies where you can move stuff with. He grabs that dolly and he throws it through the bus window at Khabib.
Wow.
This happened. No, look it
I
up.
I saw the video.
This happened.
I saw the video.
So he throws a dolly at a bus that Khabib's in. This is all on video. You can look it up on the UFC YouTube page. They catch this on video. It's huge news. It sparks, like, fighters have glass in their eye. Fighters get cut. It's a major, major thing. McGregor goes to jail. It's a huge controversy. So the beef with them is extremely real. It's not a game. Yeah. Not a game.
I didn't question that. So,
I was just explaining to people that...
Oh, you were explaining the beef from...
Maybe for people that didn't know.
People that didn't know. So they have huge beef, major beef. And Khabib is undefeated, that's right? Khabib has never lost in a UFC fight. McGregor is 23-2.
He's lost like three times.
Three.
Okay. Yeah, maybe like 23-3.
23-3. Okay. So, record-wise, this would take a huge hit on Khabib more than it would, like, McGregor. Like, who's McGregor lost to? He's lost to...
In the UFC, it's not like boxing, where if you lose a fight, it's a huge deal. I mean, McGregor lost his last fight, I mean, in the UFC, like, a year and a half ago. Like, not that long ago. He lost to Nate Diaz, came back, fought Diaz again, beat him, and then won the title. So, like, in the UFC, losses don't matter as much as they do in boxing. So, I wouldn't look so much at the record. I would just look at the dominance that each individual has had in the UFC.
Yeah.
Like Khabib, he's never fought a fighter that has given him any trouble.
Has he? Like what big fight? What big fighters has Khabib fought? Like what major?
Like only hardcore fans would really know, but if you want to just name names, Edson Barboza, a great striker. Michael Johnson, more of a brawler, but still. He recently fought...
Who do you win the championship against? I forgot.
Ally Quinta, but he was a late replacement.
Oh, okay.
That's the only thing though. Khabib, he doesn't have as strong of a resume as McGregor. McGregor's beaten Eddie Alvarez for the title, Jose Aldo, at the time the best featherweight of all time, unbeaten in like 10 years. He beat Chad Mendez, a great wrestler, and McGregor, that's his weak point, wrestling. He beat Max Holloway earlier in his career, who's now the 145-pound champion. He beat Dustin Poirier, who's now probably next in line after McGregor for a title shot at 155. He beat Nate Diaz. I mean, he's beating huge names. His resume is extremely strong, and that's the thing. Both these guys are in their prime right now, so coupled that with the beef, and their fighting styles are different. McGregor's a striker, Khabib's a grappler, and with the trash talk, McGregor, he's probably at his peak of attention, you know, just how many eyeballs he can get on him. It's probably at his peak ever. That's just all the makings for the best fight in UFC history, the biggest fight in UFC history, and the most bangable fight in UFC history.
So even Mark Wahlberg, who's like a co-owner of UFC, said that it's going to be the biggest pay-per-view fight in UFC history.
There's just so many factors that are in its favor. I mean, they could put nobody on the undercard. They could put nobody substantial with name value or branding, anything like that. They could just have Khabib and McGregor on the top of the bill, and it's the biggest fight in UFC history. I mean, maybe not combat sports history, because Mayweather McGregor.
Yeah,
but like that was UFC history.
How many did that get? How many pay-per-view buys?
A good amount. It was second of all time.
Oh, really? Behind
Pacquiao, Mayweather.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That wasn't worth it.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the thing, though. So in regards to, yeah, well, so what are your thoughts on it? Because I've been talking.
On McGregor Khabib?
Yeah. Well, what are your preliminary thoughts on the matchup?
Obviously, I don't have as big of an opinion as you do. Like, you're a lot bigger into UFC as I am. I guess you'd say I'm a casual fan, more or less.
Nah, you're definitely more than a casual fan.
You think I'm more than a casual
fan? A casual fan, like, you know some of the fighters that are, like, less known.
Yeah, so.
But I wouldn't call you a hardcore. You're, like, medium.
Yeah, I don't know the styles. I don't know a lot of the, like, the smaller fighters, but. I've never watched a McGregor fight. I got into UFC before McGregor. I got into UFC after McGregor's last fight. So, as like me, I'm very excited to finally watch a full on McGregor fight as opposed to just highlights. I watched some of the Khabib fight and he looks pretty good. So like,
yeah, we watched it together.
Oh
yeah,
we did. All right, so so I watched the Khabib fight. He was really good. So. From my standpoint, I'm really excited for the fight. I do think McGregor's going to win. So McGregor is an underdog right now, according
plus
to Vegas.
Plus 160.
We're coming out right now with the lines. It's legal now. Betting is legal in the United States. So we can talk about this. McGregor is an underdog. So I'm going all in on that. You know I'm a gambler. What do you think? What?
McGregor could fight a bear and I'd still go with McGregor. I'm just a huge fan of his. I've been watching his fights since earlier in the UFC and he's just, I don't know, there's something about him that you either really love him or really hate him. And I really love him. Just like the whole package overall. I mean, his fighting style, his personality, the way he dresses, the way he talks, it's just the whole package. I'm a huge fan, and especially in this matchup, I think especially with those odds, people are underestimating the fact that in a 5-round UFC fight, McGregor is guaranteed 5 chances to stand up. In the sense that each round, they don't start it with both of them on the ground. They start standing up. That's just another opportunity for McGregor to crack Khabib. Mm-hmm. As the fight goes on, Khabib, he's only fought 5 rounds once. And
oh, really?
His last fight, he only fought 5 rounds once. And towards the end of the fight, his striking was looking a little sloppy. His takedowns weren't as effective. Because usually in his fights, they're 3 rounds. And he either submits the guy, knocks him out, or just batters him and decisions him. But it's only 3 rounds. Mm-hmm. By the end of the third, fourth, and even towards the fifth round, in his last fight, Khabib was looking a little tired. And he wasn't. His shots were kind of sloppy. His striking was no good. So in my mind, there's too many opportunities for McGregor to land the left hand. Because Khabib isn't going to finish him on the ground. Khabib's not that type of finisher, especially with McGregor's toughness. Khabib has gotten finishes on the ground, but for the most part, he gets decisions if you look at his past UFC record. Mm-hmm. But with McGregor, he will sleep you.
You think he's going to knock him out?
I think he's going to knock him out in the first or second round.
Really?
If I had to say the second round, I think first round, the first few minutes will be kind of timid. Maybe Khabib lands a takedown. I think McGregor either avoids a takedown or gets up, starts piecing him up towards the end of the first round, lands a few big shots, and then in the second round, builds up that confidence and closes it out. I just don't really see Khabib beating McGregor to the punch, the kick, and the takedown for 5 rounds straight. And he's definitely not going to knock him out. Absolutely not. Khabib can't knock out McGregor, and I just don't really see how McGregor isn't going to land the left hand. Like, it's not a matter of if he's going to land it, but when McGregor's going to land the left
Khabib
hand.
Khabib, is he, is he a righty or a lefty? Like, does he go?
He's a southpaw. He's an orthodox.
Orthodox, okay.
McGregor's a southpaw.
Oh, so.
So for McGregor, his best stylistic matchup is going against an orthodox wrestler who's aggressive.
That's
his best matchup, and that's what Khabib is. Khabib is an aggressive, he comes forward, pressure fighter who is orthodox and is mainly a wrestler, so his main skills aren't in striking, right?
Yeah.
So for McGregor, that's who he's fought mostly in his overall career. That's who he has the best success against.
Yeah.
And we've never really seen Khabib take a major shot because he's just been able to dominate guys, but it seems like he has a decent chin, but McGregor's just a different animal.
Yeah, so this is like, you think this is both of them, like McGregor and Khabib's biggest fight of their career?
Of course. Of course, especially because of the stylistic matchup. Mm-hmm. Because McGregor's strictly more of a striker.
Yeah.
Khabib's more of a grappler.
So is McGregor, like, all right, hypothetical. Let's go either way. McGregor wins or McGregor loses. Is he done? Is he done for UFC for good, or do you think he's going to come back for another fight?
This is the thing with McGregor. He can have all the money in the world, but without the UFC, like, and him continually fighting, he won't have that same attention on him, same eyeballs, and that same feeling of just adrenaline, you know? Like, when he goes to fight, when he goes to the press conferences, there's never going to be a feeling like that unless he's fighting in the UFC. So while money matters, and he has a ton of money, probably over $100 million, still, he can only get that adrenaline rush, get that feeling of being in the cage, having all those eyeballs on him when he's fighting in the UFC. So that's the thing. He didn't fight for, you know, he fought Mayweather a year ago.
Yeah.
And then before that, he didn't fight for, you know, 10 months.
Yeah. It was
like, he hasn't fought in the UFC in like 2 years. So.
So you're saying he just needs the
spotlight. He needs spotlight. He needs the spotlight. You can't recreate the spotlight by having money. Right. So I think this is the thing, though. Nate Diaz, who he beat him and he lost to him once. Nate Diaz is fighting around a similar time frame. I think Diaz is fighting a month after.
So you're saying the next fight after could be...
The next fight will absolutely be...
Diaz-McGregor 3?
Yes, exactly, because it's the most bankable fight.
Yeah.
McGregor is probably going to win the fight. The odds are in his favor. And if you think about it, the matchups all line up for that to happen because, A, if McGregor wins, Diaz wins, and Diaz beats Dustin Poirier, who's basically the number one contender right now, then Diaz is now the number one contender. So he fights McGregor, the champion. Mm-hmm. If McGregor loses and Diaz wins, they fight for a number one contender fight, and then the winner fights Khabib. If McGregor loses and Diaz loses, they both lost, whatever, trilogy time.
Yeah.
The only situation where it doesn't work out to where McGregor won't fight Diaz next is if McGregor wins the belt and Diaz loses. There would be no...
Do you think that could happen?
Of course it could happen.
He's fighting Poirier, right?
Yeah, Poirier's an amazing fighter. And I think stylistically, Diaz matches up well with Poirier. I mean, Diaz hasn't fought in around 2 years. I don't know if he's been training. The fight is actually, you know, it's like in 8 or 9 weeks. So he doesn't have a ton of time to train if he's not in shape. So if McGregor wins the title, Diaz loses, they can't warrant a trilogy fight. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it would just be...
It just doesn't make sense. Yeah. So that's the only situation where Diaz won't fight McGregor next. Mm-hmm. Because the UFC knows it's going to do big numbers. It'll do like probably 1.8 million.
Yeah.
The last fight did 1.65.
Yeah. Oh, really?
The biggest...
Diaz-McGregor?
Two, yeah. It did 1.65 million buys. Yeah. Wow.
So Dana White is like pretty much building on like a McGregor win and a Diaz win. Or like he's building on fight too.
He set the plan to where... I mean, kind of. No matter what happens, McGregor's probably going to fight Diaz after this.
Okay.
Probably in summer 2019.
Wow.
Yeah.
We got to ride out for July. We got to go to that.
I'm thinking about going to McGregor Khabib.
Oh, really?
It's not going to be cheap, though. It's not going to be cheap.
In Vegas and the flights and everything.
That flight would probably be $400 round trip.
Oh, okay. That's not horrible.
And then my dad has connections.
Oh, and
yeah, with his business, so we could probably get a hotel furniture free. The tickets, it just depends on how much the tickets are.
Yeah, have they been released yet?
No.
No.
I hope, like...
They're going to sell out.
Oh, but. Yeah. But for the cheap seats, maybe... It's maybe... Like
150, 200?
You wish they were 150 to 200.
Nah, for, like, nosebleeds?
For nosebleeds, 500, easy.
Are you serious?
Maybe even more, 700. It's the biggest fight in UFC history.
I feel you.
Come
you
on. See
you saw the video of the little kid who wanted to go? That was hilarious.
I was just like, thinking of that, too, because he was like, come, Dad, this is the biggest fight in UFC history. And the dad was like, why don't you just save up for it? The video is, if you look on Dana White's Instagram, it's of this kid who is begging his dad to ask Dana White for tickets because I guess the guy is one of Dana White's longtime friends. So then the son's like begging for tickets, asking him to ask Dana White for tickets. And the dad's like, why don't you just save up and buy the tickets? The kid's like, it's 10 grand. It's Vegas. I don't have a job. Like, I can't buy those tickets. But hilarious. I'm not looking to sit ringside. If I just go, I know it's not going to be the best seats, but it's just the experience, you know?
Yeah. I mean, who usually go? Like, what celebrities go? Like, what celebrities do you expect to see at this
fight? Dude, did you see the celebrities at the last fight?
The McGregor fight?
No, the last UFC this weekend.
No, I didn't see who was there.
Chris Pratt.
Oh, really?
Matt Damon.
Oh, wow. I didn't know they were. I think I knew Chris Pratt was into UFC.
The guy, yeah, dude, he wrestled.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he wrestled. Yeah, he used to be bigger. High school. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the guy from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, something like that.
Oh, Flea? The bass. I think the bass.
The guy with. Yeah, I think that's him.
I saw a picture of him on social media.
And then I think an athlete. I forget which athlete, but a famous athlete. Not in the sport of fighting, went to the fight. So, big names like the UFC. Yeah. It's an event. There's really nothing like it.
So, give us a quick recap of what happened this last weekend. I know Demetrius Johnson actually lost the fight. He's one of the best pound-for-pound fighters in the world. You think so? And then also, what other fight was there? There was also the TJ Dillashaw fight, which had huge beef. Was that the third time they fought?
Or second.
Second time?
So, just a quick recap of UFC 227, TJ Dillashaw versus Cody Garbrandt, 2, the rematch. That was the main headlining fight. TJ just beat Cody around almost a year ago, 10 months ago.
The John Jones fight?
No, the GSP.
Oh, yeah.
November,
yeah.
November, that yeah. They fought in November of 2017. TJ knocked out Cody in the second round, but it was a competitive fight, so I guess the UFC made the decision to give Garbrandt a rematch because he's a big star, people like him, he's marketable, so they want him to have the belt. So that's why they give him an immediate rematch. So they fought, and once again, the same exact thing happened. In the first fight, Cody got a little too, I guess you could say, overconfident. He got a little too cocky, a little too emotionally invested into the fight.
Yeah.
And he planted his feet on the ground. He started swinging wild, swinging from his hips. And in the first fight, that's how he got knocked out. In this fight, same thing happened. He was standing and trading with TJ. TJ threw three right hands. The third one landed. Wobbled Cody. He was never the same. He got TKO'd around a minute later.
Yeah.
So TJ Dillashaw beat him again. Cody Garbrandt doesn't have really a clear path to the title again. And he's only 25, 26, 27, something like that.
Yeah. So
it's going to take a while for him to get back into the title contention picture.
That beef was like one of my favorite beefs to
watch. That's a real beef. It's probably one of the top three beefs of all. Like, John Jones versus DC is probably number one.
Ooh, yeah.
Misha Tate versus Ronda Rousey is number two. And then this one might be number three. I mean, if you don't know the backstory, I'll just recap it quickly. TJ and Cody used to train at the same camp, Team Alpha Male in California. TJ, there was a head coach brought in that was training everybody. The head coach left. TJ went with the head coach, followed him to Colorado, and he kind of left the team, I guess. So then the team was talking crap about him, and they had beef. And then now Cody was trying to fight TJ to kind of avenge his team that TJ left. And then they did the Ultimate Fighter, like a reality TV show. And yeah, major beef, talking a lot of smack. Cody released a video of TJ getting knocked out in training, or knocking down. He didn't knock him out. He knocked him down. And it was a major beef. TJ beats him the first fight. But then you'd think, okay, story ends. Next. Let's move on to something else. But the UFC really wanted Cody to be champion, so they gave him an immediate rematch, and the same thing happened.
Yeah, so do you think Dillashaw... Do you think, like... Okay, so you were saying Cody was, like, super emotionally invested in the fight. Do you think it was just this fight specifically, or do you think that, like, Dillashaw is just a better fighter?
I think, in general, Dillashaw is a better fighter in the sense that he has a lot more weapons than Cody, in the sense that he has more movement, better footwork, better kicks, better IQ. I think that's the key.
Yeah.
His IQ inside the cage is a lot better than Cody's, because Cody has really fast hands, great technique at times, and overall great boxing specifically. Yeah. But TJ has better overall just striking, similar wrestling, better IQ, better athleticism, and he's just overall a more seasoned fighter. So it just... And he's been in the UFC for... 5 years longer than Cody. He has a lot more experience. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of those things. I mean, Cody, he definitely could have won the fight for sure. But it's just his emotions got too much involved. And yeah, just he's just too emotionally invested. Like, you have to be like an assassin. Like, you have to have no emotions invested. Not happy, not sad, just focused on the task at hand. Focused on the fight. But Cody was just a little too emotionally invested into the contest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, We talked about McGregor and Khabib fight. Another huge fight coming up, not UFC related. We got Triple G Canelo round 2, Mexican Independence Day.
Is it September 15th? Or is it the weekend,
right? I think it's the weekend before or something. I think Mexican Independence is like the 21st.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm hyped. I thought we were going to get this on Cinco de Mayo, but then the whole thing happened with Canelo and the whole drug testing. So we watched the first round. It was a freaking draw.
The first fight?
It was a draw. I could see the draw, but I think Triple G won the fight. We can get into an argument over that. But I think the draw was much better for boxing because they wanted to bring in a Triple G Canelo 2, make some more money off that. Because I think Triple G the past year and a half, 2 years, has been marketed a lot better than he was before. And now they're just giving him a chance to make him some money. I know there was trouble with like him, his team and Canelo's team deciding on what percentage they were each going to make. Because Canelo was obviously the bigger name. Oh, even though like...
It's crazy.
Even though Triple G like has been around for a while and like,
doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He's
so,
not even close.
So what do you got about that fight coming up?
So if you haven't watched the first fight, I'd recommend going back. I think HBO has it. HBO Boxing has it for free on their YouTube page. If you go Canelo versus Triple G, GGG, you'll be able to see the fight. And some people thought Triple G won. Most people thought it was a draw. Or most people were kind of in between draw and Triple G winning. Very few people thought Canelo won. I personally thought Canelo won, but it just depends on what type of style of fighting that you like. Do you like more defensive, slick, or do you like throwing a lot of punches, more offensive? So it just depends on what style you like, but regardless, they're fighting again, September 15th, pay-per-view, and in this matchup, they haven't fought in over a year against each other. Triple G's last fight was against... a trash can.
Oh, yeah.
A tomato can, if you want to call it. I think it was in, like early summer. Knocked the guy out in like the first or second round. Light work. And he looked older. I mean, if you look at his body is
you think it's like
out of shape.
I didn't see it. He looks out of shape.
He's just not in his prime. It's just he's 37 years old. He has a ton of wear and tear. He's never been knocked out, never lost, but there always comes a time. Canelo's 10 years younger, if you think about it. He's like 27, 28. In his physical prime, in his athletic prime overall, his IQ and his physical performance, physical athleticism are peaking together at the same time. Because as a fighter in any other sport, as you are younger, you have less of a boxing, fighting IQ, but you have more athleticism, yet you're strong. You have energy.
Yeah.
But then as you get older, your IQ and your smarts and your technique increases, while over time your athleticism and your strength deteriorates.
Yeah.
So Canelo is at the point right now where his IQ, his technique, and his physical strength and attributes are matched up perfectly with each other. Mm-hmm. They're in line. So he's in his prime. Triple G is 37. Mm-hmm. And for years, his body hasn't matched his technique and his IQ. So while Triple G is a very smart fighter, I mean, it's just hard to really give him a major chance in this fight when his physical attributes are just so deteriorated compared to his prime. So, in this matchup, I see Canelo stopping him.
I can agree with you. I can see Canelo giving Triple G his first L. But on the other hand, I can literally see both. I can see Triple G giving him that right hand.
It's definitely possible.
Like,
definitely
possible. Because all it takes is one shot from Triple G.
That's all it takes.
And, you know, because Canelo landed a good amount of shots on Triple G.
He has it didn't really
chin.
Do much.
Yeah, he's a good chin. So I think if Triple G wins, it'll be by decision.
Really?
Again, yeah, if he lands a good amount of hits, I don't think Triple G's going to get knocked out.
Really?
But I feel like if Triple G wins, it'll be by knockout. So I'm excited for this fight. Really excited.
No, I think that it's the same thing, almost like with the UFC thing. It's even though they're both boxing, their fighting styles are polar opposites. Triple G is going to come forward, throw a lot of punches, maybe not be so defensively responsible, and then Canelo is going to be very fast,
counters,
pop,
right?
pop, and move. He's going to be very slick, very defensively responsible, and his fast hands, everything is speed. Triple G, not all of his punches are 100% intensity, so they're almost polar opposites in fighting style, but everybody has their time. Even if Triple G's chin has been tested and he hasn't got cracked, hasn't got dropped, everybody's time will come, especially if you're Triple G and you come forward and you don't have the best defense. If you're a Mayweather and you don't take risks, then you could not get knocked out. It's definitely possible, but for the most part, 99% of fighters will get knocked out at least once in their career, especially Triple G with his style of coming forward, being aggressive, and opening himself up. And I think Canelo, he had all of the tactical advantages in the fight, in the last one, but he just didn't have the cardio or the punch output to match his tactics and strategy. So I think if he improves his cardio, increases his punch output compared to the last fight, it'll be a fairly easy night, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I'm taking Canelo by knockout. Okay. TKO. I guess you could say, I don't know if he'll knock him clean out. I think TKO in the later rounds. I think he'll just overwhelm him and stop him.
All right. It's your prediction. You want to give? I gave mine, right?
Yeah.
I gave mine. All right.
You said Triple G by knockout?
Triple G by knockout.
How much you want to bet on the podcast?
Another bet on the podcast. Yep. So Alex is 0 for 1.
I'm 0 for 1 on my bets.
Bought me Chipotle this past weekend after he balled me up.
I did have to ball you up.
Yeah.
But now we bet on whether LeBron was going to go to, Leo said L.A.
Yeah, so we each had two teams. Yeah. We did a little snake draft. So I had L.A., you had
Spurs and Rockets.
Yeah, I think I had L.A. and Houston or L.A. and Philly. One of the
L.A.
other.
Philly. Philly. You, yeah.
So I think I had, the more
you
likely.
You had the favorites, yeah.
Yeah. So I came away the winner. I got my Chipotle. No guac this time.
No guac this time. No steak.
It was just good. Chicken. Yeah, just chicken. Chicken. I was chilling. I got full. It was good.
But so, yeah, on this, so you have Canelo or Triple G?
I'm taking Triple G.
Straight up odds. 100.
Okay, how about this? Let's do this. Let's go over the three. Let's give who we think is going to win and the over-under on the rounds.
No. Let's do this. Straight up, who's going to win, and then we each get a $5 bonus if it's a finish.
Oh, if it's a KO?
Yeah, so 10 bucks straight up each way for whoever wins the fight. But then, let's say Canelo knocks out Triple G, you give me an extra 5 and vice versa.
Okay.
So, shaking hands on the podcast.
We're shaking hands live on the podcast.
Dope, I'll have the fight at my house. We'll watch it then.
All right.
It's like in a month and a half.
Ooh, all right. Maybe I'll ride home for that.
Oh, you're not going to be here?
I'm going to go back to Tallahassee. When? Yeah. So, announcement time. So, 2 weeks from yesterday, I'll be moving back up to school in Tallahassee, Florida State University. It's been a short hiatus.
Why?
From school, helping my mom with her business, gave me time to develop my brand. Two Guys All Sports, only on the come up. Never look back, only look forward. Two Guys All Sports was coming up just like From the Jump.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going back. Hopefully, I'll be able to develop Two Guys All Sports up there too. I'll be up in Tallahassee talking to football players.
Dope.
Yeah. So.
Good stuff, man.
Good stuff.
Yes, sir.
So, we're going to wrap it up. Thanks for taking your time.
If you could just follow. I'm just going to slide in here. If you could follow Leos at.
Two Guys. It's literally just the number 2. And then Guys All Sports.
On Instagram.
We're looking to buy the @2Gas. Like, that's a cool thing. So 2Gas, but we contacted Instagram, so we're going to try to change our thing. But right now, we're 2Guys All Sports. And for my listener, you can follow Alex. What's your...
@AlexCAlba.
Okay. And what's your podcast?
From_Jump.
Heard that. From_Jump and
on Instagram.
Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks for listening. See y'all later.